What other people think of you is your business. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bailey, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What other people think of you is your business. Yes, it is. Many of the positive thinking groups are coming out of what other people think of you is none of your business, and this is absolutely false. For what other people think of you is totally your business. For other people's thoughts are your thoughts. Other people's thoughts are what you believe about yourself. No one can reflect back to you who you are unless you are reflecting to them so they can reflect back to you who you are. The world is our mirror. The world is our mirror, whether we like it or not. The world reflects back to us what we think of ourselves. If we are a wonderful, vital, dynamic, happy person, the world is going to be wonderful, vital, and dynamic in return, because it's going to be our reflection. It is, totally, 100% our reflection. Now, if we ever have any unhappy reflections from the world around us, like war or poverty or problems, those are our reflection. What are we living in our original purity and integrity? Are we living in our original pure thought? Are we living in who we are divinely designed to be? Are we living that? The answer is all too obvious in the appearance around us. If we live in a world of unhappiness, then we are unhappy. If we live in a world of poverty, we are poor. If we live in a world of sickness, we are sick. But if we live in a world of wealth, we are wealthy. If we live in a world of health, we are healthy. If we live in a world of happiness, we are happy. The world is our reflection. It's not our oyster. It's our reflection. Now, what is our reflection? Truly, what is it that the world is that we look out and see? What is it that the people are around us? Are we surrounded by happy, harmonious people who are filled with joy, filled with love, filled with peace, filled with happiness? If we are, then that's who we are. What other people think of you is your business. What other people think of me is my business. It's just that simple. We'd rather throw off upon other people's shoulders the experiences that we are having with them. We'd rather throw off upon them and say, that's your problem that you're having poverty in your world or sickness in your world. That's your problem. And we're going to help you. Well, are we creating them sick so we can help them? So they need us? Are we creating them in want so they need us? Are we creating them in lack or bad relationships so they need us? Or are we creating the world as a pure, beautiful, wonderful world, always looking at the good, never allowing ourselves the sickness, and sickness is what it is, never allowing ourselves the sickness to see the world as anything other than 100% ideal? And you see, my goodness sakes, where did you get off? From another planet or something like that, thinking thoughts like that? No. This is what we believe. It's just as hard for you to say all time and space is right here and right now. And it's hard for me to say that too. All time and space are here right now. All time, all space, all the past, all the future, all the present is here right now. Yet, this is what science is attempting to teach us. Science is attempting to reveal this to us and make it known. It doesn't change the fact that it is so. It is just that we have all of our lives not thought that it was so. Now, all of our lives, we may have not thought that we were beautiful, wonderful, glorious, divine creatures, that we had an original purity and integrity to express. All of our lives we've been taught we have not that original purity and integrity to express. My sisters always used to say to me, one sister at least, who do you think you are, the white-driven snow? Whenever I was acting from my divine ideal original purity, whenever I was living up to the things that they taught me that we should be, whenever I was living up to something that was something they didn't want to live up to at the moment, they didn't want to live up to the pure, the white-driven snow. Yes, we are the pure, white-driven snow. We are that. And as children, we oftentimes express that more beautifully than as adults, because as adults, we tend to listen to other people and listen to other thoughts of who we are, and not listen to the divine within us telling us who and what we are. Now, I say of myself, I am my original purity and integrity. I am my original purity and integrity. Now, what in the world does that mean? What in the world does it mean to be my original purity and integrity? How was I originally designed to be? How is my original pattern? How would an ideal creator create its creation? Ideal, of course. So, therefore, I must be ideal. But I'm not expressing that idealness in all ways, but I can. It means that I put my entire attention on my ideal self. What others think of me is my business, because I am putting forth that reflection, and they are reflecting it back to me. If they are unhappy, I'm reflecting unhappiness from me. If they are sick, I am reflecting sickness back to me. If they're joyful, I'm reflecting joyfulness back to me. If they are abundant, if they're so whole and perfect, that's me. That's me. Wherever I see, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It is done unto me according to my belief about myself. And my belief about myself is that I am my original purity and integrity. I am my original purity and integrity. Oh, you think that that's a simple statement to make. Boy, that takes a lot of making. Because just as it's difficult to say, all time and space are here right now. So it's difficult to say, I am my original purity and integrity, because for so many years I've been taught that you've got to look at reality, you got to look at facts, you got to look at the appearances, you got to believe in the appearances. And so long as I believe in the appearances, so long as I look at the facts, so long as I look at the outer world, then I'm going to be looking at either it's me, my divine self I see, or it's me thinking I am not my divine self. I can think that. I can think I am not healthy, I am not wealthy, I am not wise, I am not good. I can think all those things, and I can demonstrate that. But is that my true nature? Is that my original purity and integrity? Is that who I really am? Is that really who I really am? They say in some television shows, will the real John Smith stand up? And so a number of John Smiths stand up, and they're each asked questions that only John Smith should know. And each of these bogus John Smiths answer the questions correctly. But there's something about the ones who are not the real John Smith. There's something about those who are not their original purity and integrity. And that's always there. And no matter what outer appearances may happen, those, the original purity and integrity is there. You know the real person. Do you know the real you? Do you know the real your mother, your dad, your sisters and brothers, your family and friends? Do you know the real them? Do you? You think you do. But the real them is absolutely, 100%, unequivocally perfect in every way. Your real mother is the ideal mother. What is the ideal mother? Your real father is the ideal father. Your real brothers and sisters are the ideal brothers and sisters. And you are the ideal one in yourself. Have you ever questioned yourself, what does it mean for me to be my ideal self? Can I return to my original purity and integrity in awareness of it, unless I know what I think it is? What do I think my original purity and integrity are? If I could sit down every moment of every day and just write 1, 2, 3, 4 items which are my original purity and integrity, truly I'd have a book in no time at all. But if I would just write down, what do I think my original purity and integrity is? What do I think my original purity and integrity is? Say it 100 times. What do I think my original purity and integrity is? Remember, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Okay. What do I think my original purity and integrity is? What do I think my original purity and integrity is? As I think upon my original purity and integrity, and what I think my original purity and integrity is, pretty soon I make myself so encrusted, encoded, so covered, so filled with the thoughts of my original purity and integrity and what it means for my original purity and integrity to be expressing. I live that every single moment, and little by little, whatever was not my original purity and integrity atrophies, goes away because I give it no attention, and I only give attention to my original purity and integrity, and little by little, maybe quite quickly, what other people think of me is my business, because what am I shining forth? What do I believe my original purity and integrity is? Who do I believe I am? Who do I know I am? Who do I care I am? If any one of us, including me, could really expedite this concept, any one of us, including me, could take this concept and put it to work, writing down what it means is my original purity and integrity. You know, I've given a test to many of our students. And these students come to me and they say, oh, my father is not so good. Oh, my mother is not so good. They were terrible. They were this. Oh, my. And I don't want to have thoughts like that. I don't want to have thoughts like that. And I say to them, okay. Now, you sit down and you write down 100 points of what an ideal mother is. Not your mother, not mothers you know, but what an ideal mother is. What does an ideal mother do? How does an ideal mother act? How does an ideal mother think? How does an ideal mother live? How does an ideal mother respond to the world? How does an ideal mother integrate herself into the activities of the world and take responsibility in the world? How does an ideal mother do this? It's not going to be easy, because you're going to be tempted to look at your own parents. You look at your own mom. You're going to be tempted to look at moms that you've looked at and thought were nice. Don't take anything as a role model except the ideal. And when you take the ideal, pretty soon, as a man thinketh in his heart, pretty soon you are thinking about this ideal. And as I get people to write this down about the ideal mother, the ideal father, the ideal relatives, whatever the case may be, then I don't have to tell them. I don't have to tell them, because the thoughts that they're thinking now are the ideal, and the experiences that they're soon to have, if not already having, as they began thinking of the ideal, are theirs. And they're living with an ideal mother, an ideal parent, ideal boss, ideal whomever they're writing it down about. Because the thoughts of their mind are so planned around, programmed around, steeped in the ideal. The ideal is the only thing they're thinking about. And they begin to compare, without thinking of it, of their parent and the ideal. And many, many wonderful aspects of the ideal are expressed in their parents. And many, many things that they didn't realize were being expressed in their parents were, because they didn't have the vision to see it. But once they begin developing the vision to see it by writing down all of the ideas of their mind, what is an ideal mother? What is an ideal father? What is an ideal yourself? Whatever your name is, put your own name in it. What is an ideal me? And when you do that, then, as night to day, it follows that your ideal will supplant all of the appearances, and the ideal will take precedent, and the ideal will be realized as your reality. Your ideal reality. Your reality. Play the game with yourself. For that's what life is, a game. And we have played the game for so long, saying that we are not our original purity and integrity, that we have come to believe it. Whereas the truth really is, we are our ideal, our original purity and integrity. We are that now. Are you and I, are we ready to delight in it, enjoy it, experience it as a real thing rather than pushing it aside? And I say, yes, we are. Yes, we are. What other people think of me is very important to me because it's a barometer of what I am showing forth in my life. And if everybody loves me, it's because I absolutely love myself and I love all of my creation. If I truly am living unconditional love, that's what's showered back upon me 100-fold. What is it that I want out of life? What is it that's important to me? What is it that tells me where I'm going and what I'm doing? What is it? Well, what it is, according to my belief, according to my thought, it's done unto me. It's done unto me. In other words, I reveal outwardly what I am within. When I let go of all of the other concepts, the concept that says I can't, the concept that says it isn't, the concept that says there's no way it can be done, and take on the concept that says all is in divine order now, and then be that nowness now, live that nowness now, delight in that nowness now, know that nowness now for you. Because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. What other people think of me is quite truly important to me. It is my business. It is what I am, who I am, where I am, why I am. It is very important. And I pay attention to it. And I say, whoops. I'm shining forth the image that I do not choose to shine forth. Therefore, I do it. Why do you think people have inhibitions? They have inhibitions because their negative nature just wants to come through sometimes. And they say, nope, I will not. If my mother believes I don't smoke, I won't smoke. If I have smoked or did smoke or do smoke, I won't smoke any longer because I want my mother's love and belief. And so then I change. If I do anything in the outer that is not bringing the results I want, I make a change. I express my inner purity. I express my inner reality. I express my inner integrity. And as I express these things, I am these things. And as I am these things, all of my world reflects back to me that which I am. Totally, 100%, that which I am. And how wonderful it is. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.